A paper in the Canadian Medical Association Journal has issued a warning about an interaction between a blood thinner called dabigatran and two cholesterol medications, statins, one of which, lovastatin, isn't used in Australia, but the other, simvastatin, has been popular in the past. The interaction increases the risk of a hemorrhage. The lead author on the paper was pharmacist and clinical epidemiologist, Associate Professor Tony Antoniou of the University of Toronto. Dabigatran, by the way, is used to prevent stroke in people with what's called atrial fibrillation.
That's correct. It's a blood thinner that's used by patients mostly with atrial fibrillation, which is a kind of irregular heart rhythm.
And has become quite popular. I mean, there's been a lot of controversy about dabigatran because it's not reversible and there's no test to really work out how well it's going.
That's correct, yeah. It's become, but although the use of it has been increasing quite a bit, I mean, during the period of our study, use of the drug had increased 90-fold between 2012 and 2014. So despite some of the concerns with the drug, uptake was quite rapid.
And what made you think that statins, or at least these two statins we're talking about, increase the risk of hemorrhage or might increase the risk of hemorrhage?
We thought about that because there was some previous research that had been done by others that was sort of basic pharmacology type research that suggested that those two statins in particular, lovastatin and simvastatin, had some properties that could increase the amount of dabigatran that was absorbed by our bodies and thereby then increase the risk of bleeding. So what we were interested in examining was whether those findings from those other researchers could translate into something important at the population level.
So what did you do in this study?
So what we did was we used Ontario's administrative health records, and we started off by looking at all people who were 66 years of age and over who had been prescribed dabigatran between May 2012 and March 2014. And then we just basically looked at people who had had either a stroke or people who had been admitted to the hospital, had an emergency department room visit for bleed. And then we took a look to see if there was a difference in the risk of either of these outcomes according to the type of statin that patients were prescribed. So,
and why did you look at stroke?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we also looked at stroke because there is some evidence also that those same two statins, lovastatin and simvastatin, could actually interfere with the way the dabigatran is activated or turned on, so that it would be a less effective blood thinner and therefore also then increase the risk of stroke potentially. So we actually did two separate studies.
Remembering, of course, that it's treating atrial fibrillation, which is the top chamber of your heart where a clot can gather because it's not beating properly.
That's correct. So the clot can gather, form in the heart, and then travel to the brain and cause a stroke. So we were thinking that if these two drugs decreased or interfered with the activation of the dabigatran to its active form, they could interfere with its ability to prevent a clot. And so these patients might also be at higher risk for stroke.
What did you find?
We actually found that there was no influence of lovastatin and simvastatin at all on the risk of stroke compared with other statins. But in contrast, we found that being treated with simvastatin and lovastatin increased the risk of bleeding by about 40% or so relative to patients receiving one of the other statins.
Now, when you said major bleeding, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, that's an important question because we define major bleeding as any episode of a bleed that resulted in either a hospital admission or an emergency department room visit for bleeding. About 2/3 to 70% of the bleeds we found were from the stomach, so they were gastrointestinal bleeds, with a much smaller minority being brain bleeds.
And did anybody die as a result?
We didn't actually look at if anybody died, actually, so I couldn't answer that question, if there were any deaths from the bleeds.
And you looked at the other statins and you found that this risk did not exist.
Yeah, so we did this using those statins as the reference group, and we did that because, or as a control group, because those statins don't have those same properties as lovastatin and simvastatin. So we wouldn't expect them to behave in the same way when it comes to the way the dabigatran is handled by the body.
Now, I'm doing this story because it's an important public health message. Today, there's been a release in Australia of the top 10 drugs by numbers and by cost and so on. And the top statins in Australia are atorvastatin, the trade name's Lipitor, and rosuvastatin, the trade name's Crestor. And while simvastatin and lovastatin were popular a few years ago, they're not anymore, or simvastatin in particular, I should say. Is it the same in Canada, that they're not very popular drugs anymore?
Simvastatin is still used occasionally, but I would say the same is true up here. Atorvastatin and rosuvastatin have probably eclipsed the use of those other two drugs for managing most patients.
But the core message here is that if you're on dabigatran and you're on a statin, just check what statin it is, just in case it's one of these two, simvastatin or lovastatin.
I think that would be the core message. I think first, not to do anything without consulting your physician, obviously. But for people who are on dabigatran, I think our findings suggest that preferential use of one of the other statins should probably be considered to derive the same benefits from statins while minimizing the risk of a bleed.
Tony Antonio, thank you for joining us on the Health Report.
Oh, thank you very much for your time and your interest.
Pharmacist and clinical epidemiologist, Associate Professor Tony Antonio is at the University of Toronto. And remember, the interaction does just seem to be with simvastatin, and if you're living in Canada, lovastatin, not the other statins, and talk to your GP about it.
From the founder of Apple to comedian Andy Samberg, from the head of Netflix to the man who built the World Wide Web, from the creators of the record-breaking podcast Serial to startups that are breaking ground right here in Australia, if you want to hear from the movers and the shakers, media, technology and culture around Australia and the globe, there is literally one show. It also happens to be the most literally named show. Download this show with me, Mark Fennell, media, technology, culture. Find it on the RN website now or on the ABC Radio app.